Every time.
Okay. Here we go. Bring it in. Reel it in. Blah, blah, blah. Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, Episode 9. This week we are talking Destiny with the Iron Banner and some other updates on the TWAB from what we talked about last episode. So joining me tonight, I have my ever wonderful co-host, Nick. What's up?
Greetings from beyond the veil.
Which veil?
The one that I'm wearing.
Wouldn't that be from inside the veil if you're inside what you're wearing?
From your perspective,
or the veil. Did you eat your clothes? So technically, the veil of clothes is inside you.
I don't think that works as well as you thought it would.
I don't think anything we say works as well as we thought of. That other voice you heard. That's
the
is
effervescent Russ.
You beat me to it. Yay, it happened.
Oh, man.
What's up, Russell?
I'm effervescent.
Yay, it's happened. Also with us tonight is the ever wonderful to talk to, Jake. How are you, baby?
Hello. Oh, delightful, sad bae.
Yes.
Delightful. Wait, he's wonderful to talk to?
He is, always.
Come on.
Every second of every day. I'm like, you know, someone I know. You.
Winky face. Whoa, that was harsh.
Woo! So, we've been... Nerf this. So, we've been out of the game here for a couple weeks, but we're riding back into it. Some of these two yahoos named Nick and Jake apparently decided to move, and I was out there helping them with that, so we were gone for a week. So that's why nothing happened last week, and our nerd talk has not happened. That will be shortly with the Star Wars discussion for The Last Jedi. And that has been hard to schedule, as everyone obviously wants to be a part of it, so we're having to work around everyone. So that'll happen at some point, I promise.
Liar.
But tonight, we will be discussing the TWAB. Kind of some other things we've been into lately in gaming. And then Nick's new segment covering the Overwatch League later. So stay tuned for that.
Don't touch that dial.
No, I was listening to a, who was that? It was a podcast. They were doing a call-in show where they had people in Discord and they're bringing them in to like ask questions. And they couldn't hear someone. They're like, you need to turn your radio down. It was funny. Anyone that's old enough to understand that reference, enjoy that.
Turn your radio.
Only about 25% of the people that are on this,
right,
are on Twitch.
Oh my god! Did you not understand that? You guys are retarded. I don't like you anymore.
Twitch.
We can't be friends anymore.
I'm sorry, I just wasn't listening.
I know. So back in the day, if you called into a radio station and they couldn't hear you, it's because there's interference from your phone. So the radio DJ would have to tell you to turn your radio down so they could understand you. Anyone that listened to radio understood that. So, all right, good for you guys. All right, moving on. Jesus.
You know, you explained it and made it worse. Weak. So much worse.
That was the goal.
Yeah, basically. It's kind of like right before your
underlying objective.
It's kind of like right before your mom introduced me to you. She was trying to explain me to you, and it just made it worse. It was bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's usually the way that goes. God.
Your mom and I first met when we were biking in the wine country.
We'll always have Paris.
I didn't like Paris.
So let's just dive right in here. None of us played the faction rally, correct?
Nope.
I just logged in. Actually, I'm doing the Flashpoint right now. And
yeah, we were.
It saddens me that I don't have enough glimmer to buy the auto rifle, but then I looked at it and it's a Haka auto rifle and I don't like those anyway. So
ooh, that's right, that is one of those. I actually like those. That's the slow firing high impact, right?
Yep. No, super high range.
Oh, okay. No, I like those. They're pretty
also good.
Pretty actually, spicy might, sound effect.
It might actually have really high impact. I didn't look.
I think so. Kind of like the Halfdan. But yeah, so we were three out of four of us here were, you know, helping move houses for a whole week. So that's why we weren't able to get on at all, because they didn't have internet till like that Saturday, right?
Yeah, I work for my ISP, and I still had to wait because we put our customers first. Wink.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Wait, is
No.
that a bit?
Yes. You get to the point where you
Oh.
want to quit so that you get handled better. Or like some
I
other
will
jobs
say
I've
though.
had where a few years in you realize if you just quit and reapplied, you'd actually be making more money. Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, oh.
Okay, so here's the deal though. Just word of caution. If you plan on moving, if you can avoid it, just stay in the same state. Just, oh.
Also, before you leave the compound with your rental truck, make sure that the wiper fluid exists.
Oh
Oh
yeah, that's
yeah,
a thing.
that's kind of
that is a
important.
thing. Okay,
Anyway.
so I think before we go in, this is our general, like, what's going on in the lives of us because we're celebrities
Oh
segment.
yes, definitely.
I think that you should. Hey, I'm on two podcasts. Bite me. No, I think
I was
that
awfully
you should
defensive.
tell the story about the viper fluid and what our workaround was, Brett.
How many swear words am I allowed in this segment?
Two and a
All of
half.
them.
Two and a half. I'm gonna blow them the first freaking minute. All right, here we go.
Get the
So,
feeling that is not enough.
no, it is not. I think it'd be best if I just use zero, because I think if I get started, it won't stop.
Okay.
So, go on a journey with me. Close your eyes.
The year is 1946.
Yeah,
A long way,
time ago.
we're driving through Chicago in 1946, see? Imagine yourself showing up to Wisconsin, meeting a bunch of people, everything's going great. You receive a Penske truck that you're going to drive for your wonderful friends. It's not too bad. It's got cup holders. It's got a radio. It's got an aux cord. Everything's looking fine. You load up. Everything's going swell. It snows the night before you leave. Not a big
Oh,
deal, right?
that's a
You
lie.
wake up
Ha.
very early in the morning, even earlier if you're in, time zone issues like I do, and you hit the road. Everything's going great. People's dogs are doing a wonderful job. No one's getting stressed
What do
out.
the dogs have to do with it?
Semis
Oh,
aren't flying
now
off
I
the
got it.
road getting air. So, salt
Am I
gets
wrong?
everywhere, and you decide you need to use some good old wiper fluid so you can see the road and not kill everybody, right?
Good old
Usually a
trusty
good
wiper
idea.
fluid.
Good old trusty wiper fluid. So, you do what you do, and nothing happens. And so you continue to try, and nothing continues happening. Well, shit, I think we might die. I suppose, perchance, mayhaps, we are just out of fluid. Ha ha, chortle chortle, let us stop to Walmart. Hour trip later, we're on the road. Look at that, still nothing. Awesome. Let's stock up on water so that Nick can lean out of the window going 80 miles an hour down the highway holding onto the oh shit handle, just blasting the windshield with water so we could see for 10 minutes every 15 minutes.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat, literally. Chicago looks really nice through 3 inches of just shit on the
Oh,
windshield.
jeez.
I just like to throw that out.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad. You were really bummed that you didn't actually get to
Yeah.
see
If
Chicago.
I saw that one really nice gas station that had bars all over it. That was exciting.
Yes.
That's pretty much all there is in Chicago anyway.
So he would psych himself up and lean out and come in, and like the water that he'd throw would splash back on him and it'd already be like frozen to his face.
Oh gosh, that sounds awful.
Ew, it was so good.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I would usually tell myself, "For Narnia!" And
I
then
am really
jump
sad I
out
missed that. Or in the
right
background,
out.
there'd be yip
Yep.
from the
Oh, yeah.
dog.
My
Every
poor
second
dog.
and a half for 9 hours straight. Yip.
He's not even wrong. We gave her a double dose of sedative because one dose did nothing. Go figure, two doses would do the same thing. And Benadryl to try and put her, just get her to fall asleep. And nothing.
Right. I almost just hit her in the head with a rock. Just like, it's over.
Oh my god.
We, tried to just kind of silence treatment it, and then lost our minds and blared Disney songs and tried to sing our way through it, and then lost our minds and screamed and cussed the dog out, and then silent treatment again and rinse and repeat for 9 hours. It was a very relaxing, stress-free environment.
Yeah, it's a day that I'd very much like to forget.
But I never will.
No.
I kid you not, I was doing my mail route today, and there's a dog that has that same yip, and I had PTSD. Like, I heard it, and I just, like, tensed up, and like, it was bad.
It's happening again.
Yeah, right. The worst part was when we tried the silent treatment, like, she got louder. Like, it got to the point that she was barking at us.
Because it was scaring her more that we weren't screaming at her. I guess, scream at me more, humans. It makes me feel at home.
What goes on at your house? Just, it was
literally the craziest I've ever felt.
I've never felt more sorry and at the same time hated something so much in my entire life.
Oh, but you two did develop quite a close relationship.
We did. She was your couch bond. Buddy. She was. But there was a section there where we'd run out of water and I would have to find semi trucks on the highway and then like tailgate them so that the water would come off the trailer. And hit the windshield.
He's not wrong.
I'm just swerving between lanes, tailgating semi-trucks for like a good hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We're here. We moved in. We're now residents of Michigan. I'm an officially licensed driver in Michigan now. And I have my car is registered, and I'm an officially registered voter, and all that stuff.
When I moved to Texas, it took me, I think I've been living here for 4 years.
Has it been four years
Four years
now?
In April. It took me 2.5 to get my driver's license changed over. I think it was 3.
Wow, that's crazy.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Good lord.
I got a few tickets, but I was always like, oh, I just moved here. And they were like, oh, well, you only have 3 months, so go ahead and get it changed over. All right.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to get everything done. And in Michigan, everything's done through the Secretary of State's office.
That's
like,
just...
it's not a DMV. It's the Secretary of State. And you don't drive to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Like, it's weird.
I'd also like to throw out there that I now have my second warrant for my arrest out there.
Wait, what?
Hey! Yeah, things just got interesting.
Alright, Bill.
Okay, so the first time I had a warrant out for my arrest, I ended up getting, 9 tickets within 6 months.
That sounds like you.
I got arrested because it was a failure to appear in court. And so I was like, the next day, I just started a new job. I didn't have the bail money to pay because I had overslept. That's how I missed my court date.
Yeah, so also sounds like you. All right, yep.
I tried for 2 weeks to try to get a hold of them. Well, it was when I was a security guard and working at night. So
No, I know.
You understand, Brett.
I understand completely.
So, shut up. So I had just started my new job, so I was waiting to get paid before I went and paid off my bond. And so they pulled me over speeding. I was going 60 and a 40, so it was totally deserved. But so they arrested me. They took me to jail. I had to call work because I was on my way to work, and I was like, hey, I'm probably not going to be in. I'm getting arrested. Bye, click. Right.
Wow, we're glad we hired that guy.
Yeah, they did not fire me, which was shocking, to say the least. They kind of knew about it, but so they took me to jail. They had to like transfer me because I was in another city, so they had to like transfer me, so they had to drive like an hour and a half out of the way to go and take me. And then my dad went and pick up the phone, so I had to get my church leader to come and bail me out of jail. Because I didn't have cash on me, and it was like $300 cash that they needed, and I was wow. like, well, I don't have that. So he came, he bailed me out of jail, and then, so I spent like a couple hours in jail, like the full orange jumpsuit, had my mugshots taken, the whole nine yards, black
flip-flops. I didn't know this. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was, wow. Yeah.
What a bad boy. Mm.
So they impounded my car. I had to get my grandparents, because it was their car, to come and like get it out of the impound.
It gets better and better. I love it.
Right. It was terribly expensive. It was like, it ended up being so much money, like thousands of dollars just for this.
Oh my god.
For this experience. And so this time it was because they didn't get my certificate for my driver's license, driver's course that I had to take. But they didn't tell me until I get a postcard that says, hey, there's a warrant out for your arrest. Come and turn yourself in before we come and arrest you.
I like how you called it a postcard. That's adorable.
It is. It's a postcard.
I'm just imagining a picture of a jail cell waiting for you to stop by. Wish you were here.
We miss you. Yeah, wish you were here.
Oh my god.
So that's my story.
Oh my god. I didn't know we had wow. such a bad boy on the podcast. All right. Well, now we know, when certain things come into question, who to talk to.
Yeah, just let me know. I'll take care of you.
I know a guy. All right.
My buddy in prison.
Well, there's nothing else we can talk about that's going to top that, so I think we should just end here.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Join us next week for Mute. Okay. So, this week at Bungie is a thing that happened, and it was very good this week. So, I've heard... the greatest pronunciation of the twab, whatever you want to call it today. Someone called it the T-Wab.
T-Wab?
It made me so happy.
T-Wab sounds like some awful, like, rapper.
I know, that's why it cracked me up so much. Yo, tune in next week for T-Wab.
I thought it sounded like some kind of, like, medical exam.
Oh, yes, today that you're going to be doing the T-Web.
Your MCATs. Got to take the MCATs and the T-Web.
So.
That's when I want to hear from my doctor. We're going to have to do a T-Web. What? No, doc, no.
All right, we're going to dive in here. Yet. Stop having T-Wab. Opinions. Stop bonding.
Fine. Fine,
so, Iron Banner is starting... this Tuesday and ending on February 6th. So we are getting our first Iron Banner of Season 2. A month and a half into Iron Banner. What?
Oh, I love Iron Banner. I'm super excited
for this. I love Iron Banner, too. I'm really pumped for this. So on the last episode, we talked a lot about some big changes coming up. And so really, we're just kind of breeze through this and just kind of expand on stuff we talked about last week instead of going in very in-depth. So we can get through. Everyone's cool with that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in line one, there are 14... So Iron Banner is going to be Control, which makes me super happy. I love Control. So things are changing, kind of like how I believe... Again, I didn't play Faction Rally. I'm sorry. I was out of town. I wanted to. Future War Cult. We didn't win. Poop. But, so unlike season one where you had to just grind out and just pray to RNGesus and hand in your package and hope for the best, you can actually buy your gear and guns and such this time with your tokens and it's legendary shards, right? Or is it just tokens?
Yes.
Right.
Maybe.
Cool. We're smart. We got this, guys.
I honestly both. Have no idea.
I think it works. I think it works exactly like the rest.
Okay, cool. Vendors. Yeah, so it's going
to
be both.
So you'll have to purchase packages to unlock, purchase the random engrams to have unlocked the slots that you would purchase the gear
correct.
From.
Correct. So you're going to be able and to buy the gear. Correct. So you'll be able to buy the gear, which is the same gear from Season 1. And then how Season 2 is doing it, or for at least for the, yeah, I think to Season 2, is we have ornaments for our season, basically our Season 1 armor. That you just do different activities during Iron Banner to unlock them, and that's your basically new set for Season 2. And I have to say, these look awesome. I'm not going to lie, the Hunter one actually is my favorite, and that makes me sad. That cloak is fantastic. Well, because the Titan one's always so good, and that's Titans are my boys. So it hurt me to say that a little bit, but...
I feel like the Hunters had the best armor the last time, too, though.
No, definitely not. I'm sorry. Your opinion's invalid.
I disagree. The mask for the Hunters was amazing. That kind of snarling beast.
But I'm not going to lie. I really don't like the Warlock one.
Russ, can you do that growl for me one more time?
The Warlock boots are actually really cool. I'm not going to lie. But the rest of it is just awful.
Yeah, no, I think the Warlock set for Season 1 Iron Banner and Season 2 both look terrible.
That helmet is interesting. I kind of dig it, but the rest of it's kind of goofy.
The helmet makes me think of the Shredder.
That's what it is! Shredder! Thanks, Raph. I'll never have the hiccups again.
I'll be honest, that's normally why like I don't play a Warlock anymore, because I was always kind of disappointed in our armor sets. There were some cool ones, don't get me wrong, like the horned deer thing from the first, from Destiny. You know, Destiny Vanilla.
Yeah, Destiny Stag.
Yes, which was amazing. But the rest was kind of eh. The Taken King one was cool. I mean, there were a few good ones, but not as many as like the others, I thought.
Oh, for sure. So along with the ornaments, we are getting a couple new weapons. Unlike last time, we had like 7 weapons with Iron Banner Season 1, right? I'm hoping these are kind of fantastic, because we're only getting a hand cannon, a scout rifle, and a shotgun. And that kind of makes
me sad. Are those slots that weren't filled with Iron Banner in Season 1?
I think there was a scout rifle, but I don't think there was a hand cannon or a shotgun. So yeah, I think
there was a hand cannon. There was. Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully they're just like fantastic, but we'll see.
They're gonna be the worst weapons we've ever seen.
Absolutely garbage. They're gonna shoot confetti. Actually, no, I would totally use them if they shot confetti.
It's gonna be like playing
confetti bomb.
Warcraft and not realizing that you have to like equip a new weapon as you level up.
It'll be that
oh yeah.
What was that like cheat code you put in like Halo? Where it, like when you shot their heads it explode in birthday cake and confetti. Yay!
Yeah. I think it was birthday party or something like
that. Was it birthday party? Yeah, that was so much fun. But so alongside these just a couple weapons, hopefully they look cool. I like the They're basically reskins, but the Iron Banner symbol on them always makes everything look good. And they have that overarching kind of tree etched in. I like it. But, so alongside that, we are getting a Iron Banner Sparrow, which looks pretty cool. The Ghost Shell, which has the wolf heads on it too, which is pretty cool. Another emblem. I'm always down for more Iron Banner emblems. And then, for the first time in D2, we are getting a mystery item. So there's gonna be an Iron Banner ship, but they decided not to show it to us. So it's actually a surprise when someone gets it what it looks like. So no one knows what the Iron Banner ship's gonna look like, and hopefully that means it's awesome.
I hope like Ikora's ship, which was amazing.
I have it. Uh-huh.
I know. Shut up. But, no, the Sparrow looks freaking awesome. It's got the tree on the front, and, you know, the fins sticking out the back. It's got giant Iron Banner, like, medals all over it. Oh, it looks good.
You're an Iron Banner medal.
I am. Thank you. That means a lot.
That was actually a compliment.
Yeah. So the if I'm reading this correctly, besides just the armor from season one, the weapons from season one are also still possible rewards from the actual engram. You can't buy them individually, but if you hand in the package to get the random engram, I believe those are still in that loot pool.
I'm kind of glad I didn't get the whole armor set.
Unplayable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's broken. Unplayable. Shouldn't have shipped. This is ridiculous, guys. I can't handle this. I'm going to go play Barbie Dream House. This is out of control.
Absolutely unplayable.
This is absolutely. You know, that's where the real carrot on the stick is. We all know that.
Are we talking about worms? Are we playing worms again?
Okay! So there's no limit to how many engrams you can acquire or how many tokens you can earn. Get as much playtime as you can during the week. Woot! So you can just go to town. I'm excited. I actually really enjoy Iron Banner. I hit my head against the wall a million times season one trying to get the full set because Miss Roten by Bungie was the fact that it seemed like that armor set would be gone come end of season one. And so I almost had a stroke trying my hardest to get the whole set, just handing in package after package. And now I go, why did I do that? Because I could just buy it now. That sucks.
Well, you actually have a leg up on the situation because you did do that. You now have access to every slot of purchasable items.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But all the purchasable items are stuff I already own because it's the armor pieces.
What's
I already
a purchasable
unlocked.
Item?
Other classes.
You can perch.
But I haven't leveled anyone else yet.
So, when you do, you won't have to grind for the Iron Banner set.
God, you and your good points. All right. I'll give it to him. But still, word your stuff better next time. It was so confusing. I seriously almost gave myself.
I think you're more upset about the frustration it caused you than anything.
We went on vacation to Utah that week, and I wanted that set so bad. I brought a computer monitor and went and bought an adapter for my PS4 to plug into my monitor so that I could play it at Lisa's grandma's house in order to grind the hell out of it so I could get the full set, okay? And it turns out I didn't need to do that.
But let's be honest, you probably would have done that anyway.
I had a really good time doing it, though. It was kind of fun. That was actually, I killed Callus for the first time sitting on a inflatable mattress in front of my monitor at Lisa's grandma's house. So, I guess it was all for good. All right, we're good. So, moving on from anything from you guys for Iron Banner?
Just that I think an iron flag still sounds weird.
Yeah, probably wouldn't flap in the wind very well.
You don't flap in the wind very well.
I don't, man. There's a lot of me. Like, there's some sweet wind resistance going on.
The beard a little bit.
But yeah, I'm excited to just play Control all week and not have to worry about anything else. So, moving on is some more information on the Masterwork armor that will be actually on Tuesday with Iron Banner releasing will be the system coming into play. So we can start gathering our Masterwork armor, or using our cores to turn the armor we'd like into Masterworks.
Mm-hmm.
So, the big thing that everyone was kind of not sure 100% on is they came out and said that each armor piece grants damage resistance while using your super. And no one knew if that stacked or how that worked, and I had thought that that wasn't an actual thing on all of them because of how the picture was and confusion, and turns out I'm an idiot, as always. So, each armor piece has the base thing where it grants 3% damage resistance while using your super, like how Masterwork weapons drop orbs. This stacks for a total of 15% damage reduction if you have a full set of Masterwork armor. So full set, 15% less damage taken while using your super. That's huge. Especially in Crucible. Yeah, especially in Crucible. Like, it's already, like... I mean, I die every time I use my super, but I have a hard time killing other people, so. You're going to be 15% harder to kill.
Well, I think it just depends on the super that you're using, because, like, with the Hunter super, I mean, as long as you're kind of dipping and dodging.
Mm-hmm.
Dip, dodge, duck, and dodge.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
then, you know, I mean, and the storm color one is always super effective.
Like, okay. Super effective. Get it. Get it. That's funny. All
right. That's it. That's the end.
But in PvE, like, I can't tell how many times in strikes or the raid, like, I'd be about to die and go, all right, I'm just going to pop my super and we're going to clear this and save this situation.
Oh, yeah.
And then I die the second I pop it. So to just have that extra 15% to be able to, like, survive that situation is just, that's awesome.
Like, nope. Remember when it was me, you, Brett, and Luthien, and we had, like, 2 minutes to take down, what is he, the arms dealer?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I popped my super, and we were like, we're not going to be able to do this. And then I popped my super, and it took him down to, like, a third of his health.
It was insane.
We were like, okay, never mind, we got this.
Well, you had was that the Aeon Flux, that chest piece, right?
Yeah, that's what I always wear.
So, I think you and Luthien both had that, and you were hitting him, and each of you were knocking him back in between the two of you, so he never actually went into his path where he runs down and then jumps up. So he was just stuck bouncing back and forth between you guys continuously supering because you had your chest piece on. It was so funny to watch. So
I was pretty happy with it.
Masterwork armor can be reworked to different stat packages, heavy, light, or restorative. That's something that we said would happen last week. You can change your mobility, resilience, and recovery. The wording's kind of weird there, that they call it heavy, light, or restorative instead of mobility, resilience, recovery, which is on the piece, but that's what it does. I'm assuming that's their, like, in-house terms for those. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's the if you look at each armor piece, it'll actually say that it's, oh, this is a heavy warlock armor.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I actually said on a red stuff, I would know more. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, usually that's the way that works.
Actually, thank you. Like that clears up a lot for me. So you can rework to any stat you want, and it only costs one masterwork core to do that instead of, like, what is it to change your stat in the weapon?
Three,
yeah. So one masterwork core and 10 legendary shards lets you rework your armor. Boom. Pretty sweet.
That's nice, because I'll be able to... Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Hunters around the world will rejoice. Mm-hmm.
You can use any set you want now. I don't have to just... I like the Future Warcold armor, but it is, like, the only armor that's, like, full resilience, and so I can use other stuff if I want. I'm so happy. Alright, well, that's it, really, with Masterwork armor. I'm looking through nothing else different. That's still huge, though. Like, I'm excited for that. That's going to add a lot of... Oh, okay, big thing.
Masterwork armor is a super cool idea.
Well, the word masterwork is just fun.
It is.
Next section.
It makes me think of... No.
Raid reward renewal. The
What was that again, Brett?
The That's what we're talking about next, is the So, apparently, they decided that when you're raiding, every time a boss encounter or some sort of encounter is finished, that people, that should be guaranteed that some sort of loot drops, like every other game ever has done in a raid. So, including themselves in the first game. So, they decided that was a good idea, and decided to go back to that. So, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
So, every time that you... Well, and this part's kind of, you know, every time you get through, you finish an encounter, you're guaranteed something. A piece of loot. Not just, like, you're guaranteed X amount of people are going to get something. Everyone in your group will get a piece of loot for getting through something. So,
right.
That's cool. You're going to be very rewarded for doing it instead of just getting the shader, which is nice. The shader is nice looking. Or tokens. Everyone likes tokens, you know. Yeah, you know. They don't do it for you?
Tokens are nice. Well, I like tokens now because you can buy...
They do stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
Stuff with it.
Speaking of witches, you'll actually be able to buy the Eater of Worlds armor from... Benedict.
Also, I think just the regular Leviathan armor too, right?
Can't you do that already?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I'm like really close to my check right now. Look at that.
Go.
Ooh. Ooh, child.
Ooh, child. No, you cannot. The only thing when you go to him is you can hand in your tokens or look at what the ornaments for the Eater of Worlds armor is.
Eater.
So yes, it's going to be the Leviathan proper and the Raid Lair armor will be able to be purchased through him. And then I think the weapons are going to be on a loop. So there'll be a couple each week rotate. And then they rotate through, yeah. So you can get those. Next thing, we're getting Raid armor with Raid perks. We talked a little bit about that and weren't sure exactly 100% what that was going to entail. We have more information with that now. It is, in fact, more of a mod that you can interchange out instead of being the specific armor piece that drops. And they did say that you can put those on any piece of armor you want that you have. So they will drop originally in gear from the raid. And then you can take them out and put them in whatever you want. So a direction they're taking it is instead of being like I think an example I used was maybe like if you put these boots on, you don't make any sound in the dogs or you run faster in the gauntlet or stuff like that, you know. So they came out and said exactly that they don't want to take that path where it's very specific to one encounter or another. It'd be a raid perk would be good to use all across the board, such as like the one they have pictured here is Wall and the Leviathan. Your solar abilities deal 25% more damage. I'm a Sunbreaker Titan. 25% more damage? I think yes.
Right, yeah.
It's terrible. It's nothing. You can do better. I'm kidding.
While on the Leviathan, your solar abilities deal 942% more damage. Sunbreaker Titans can one-shot everything.
What's with the voice?
That's my fake Bungie voice. When they
that when is I, the voice you use for Bungo.
that's the voice I use for Bungo when they when they're faking it, when I'm lying about what they're saying. From now on.
Okay. Good luck remembering that.
yes. Please remind me next time. Yes, no. That is exciting. So the main goal here is to, once again, a big thing coming up from the community is wanting to feel more powerful, more like a god. And so this is another step in that direction. I hope we get kind of stuff on this level that works everywhere. Like, I'd like to be able to just, like, have some, maybe not to this level because it's not a raid, but to be able to, like, go into the strikes playlist or do my milestones, you know, for just regular, you know, like Nessus milestones and stuff like that, and have some sort of extra perk that lets me do better stuff. Maybe like 15% instead of 25%, or, you know, my grenade charges faster for doing something or other, or when I crouch, everything within a 10-mile radius immediately dies. I don't know. just some small ideas.
I like that one.
Okay, good, good. Any questions or comments you guys have with raid drops and how they're redoing that system?
Ow. Not really.
Raid drops on roses? Oh, raid drops, not raindrops.
Raid and wiped out a kitten. When that. Okay, so next. Oh, they are adding an exotic raid ghost shell. Did you see this at all, Russ?
No, I have not.
Jake, have you seen this, my friend?
No.
Are you ready for this? So they're adding, I believe this is just going to be a possible drop from the last bosses in the lair or the Leviathan, is an exotic raid ghost shell called the Contender's Shell.
Ooh.
Ooh. So what this shell does, there's a picture of it actually looks, I don't, it looks like a soap bubble from an old 40s cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about
like,
it.
A 40s card. What cartoons were there in the 40s?
Does it do something special?
It does. I'm glad you asked, Russ.
Great start, Russ.
The contender shell.
Behind door number one, Bob.
Well, let me tell you here, Russell. The contender shell comes with some brand new perks that we're hoping helps reward players to keep clearing the raid, even after they've gotten their ghost. Both active only on the Leviathan and its lair, they aim to make Leviathan encounter rewards stay awesome. Good lord. First, Seeker of Brilliance enables the chance for encounters to drop bright engrams from their loot pools.
Wait,
you're not waiting for a bright engram from just leveling. If you have this ghost shell, there's a chance when you beat Kallus or the Gauntlet or all that good jazz that it could just drop a bright engram for you.
That's kind of cool.
That's intense.
Right on your bosom.
Right there, steamy on your chest. So, every time one doesn't drop a bright engram, we increase the chance for the next. So say with a Leviathan, you don't get it at the docks. It increases the chance for the next thing, and so on and so forth. Remember those exotics that can drop from encounters I was talking about earlier?
Yes.
I didn't talk about that, so that sentence means nothing. I apologize. So exotics can drop from encounters. Look at that. How cool is that?
Super cool.
So,
yeah, if I didn't already have every exotic.
Right. Well, this is still cool for those that do not. So yeah, instead of dropping an exotic engram, there's a chance when you defeat an encounter that the actual exotic item will drop. So instead of just getting the engram and then flying back to the tower and decrypting it, like it'll actually be like, boom, the colony dropped from killing Kallus or something. Like
a whole colony dropped.
Wow. A whole colony, yes. As he died, he dropped his drawers and a colony spewed forth.
Oh my God.
So that's exciting. Killing something and having loot drop is one thing, but like killing it and then a yellow icon appears with the name of an item is just like, ooh, that's a good feeling. Yeah. Alright, so this ghost shell, if you do not get an exotic, it increases your chance by 50%. That's cool. So there's a chance to get bright engrams from each thing. There's a 50% extra chance to get exotics from clearing things in the raid lair and the raid. Lastly, to top off this already pretty rad ghost, who wrote this? We threw on Seeker of Glory, which provides a tracker for the number of counters you've defeated on the Leviathan. That's actually kind of a cool counter.
I have beaten all of the encounters 20,000 times.
I have not beaten any of them.
Yes, you have. You've done the dogs. You've done the bath.
Oh, that's right. I think we've beaten every encounter except the maze.
You mean the gauntlet?
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Well, half of us have. Yes. Couple. We're getting pretty through here now, so this is gonna be good. We're gonna fly through. I'm just gonna hit on a couple key points in the patch note preview. They're finally doing the fixes they promised for the Prometheus lens. Since after laser tag, they just nerfed it to the ground and said they'd come back and fix it later. That is now happening. They're going to
what are the
change
fixes they're putting on?
So really, two main things: the flame refraction perk now generates ammo instead of pulling it from your reserves. So that perk that weapon has of basically when you're doing really good AoE damage and stuff, that it refills your ammo that you're able to just continuously fire with, instead of drawing from the reserves and you just run out of ammo. As long as you're doing it right, it's just going to continuously just create new ammo.
Oh,
so that's pretty cool.
That's the way.
And then all they say is increased base damage. So they're basically just bringing it up a little bit so it's more on par instead of being in the absolute bottom of the dirt.
So, I mean, it is a really cool weapon.
It is. I'm excited to have that be be usable again instead of being in a good place where it's not, you have to use it or it's garbage to use. It's now going to be, you know, a fun thing to add to my pure solar arsenal. I'm excited. This is a fun thing that I didn't know was a bug. Fixed an issue where new characters created after the release of Curse of Osiris were not receiving the Flashpoint milestone. So that's hilarious. I did not know that was a problem.
Weird.
Interesting thing, yeah. Players in social spaces like the tower receive a notification when they're lost and found that the postmaster is full. I don't play enough to have that issue, but I know people that do, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Because if your lost and found is full, it just starts deleting the excess items you get. So, knowing it's full and then just dealing with that instead of going over there like 3 days later going, everything I got for the last 3 days is gone forever. Oh, God.
I'm sure there were some people that were very upset with
that. That happened. Mercury challenges are now available during adventures, whereas before they were not. So you can complete those challenges while doing the adventures, which are through the Infinite Forest once again. That's exciting.
I wish they would increase the time, because like I was trying to do the Flashpoint on Mercury the other day, and you get a what is it? Help me out here. I forgot the name. As usual.
In what, the Infinite Forest?
No, the daily,
lighthouse.
No, the event that happens on Mercury, the thing.
Oh, the public event.
Yes, it take like there's one. You had half of it. 20 minutes, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how long it takes to get one of those to pop up.
They're not talking about the Flashpoint. They're talking about.
They need to.
Well, no, how the Flashpoint works there, I don't know if you read that. But when the Flashpoint's on Mercury, there's actually, like, elites that run all over the planet that killing those add to your percentages, too. So you're not just sitting there waiting for every single...
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
No.
It said that in the milestone when Mercury came up.
No, it didn't. Don't lie to me.
You're right.
Dirty lies.
Luckily... As I have a podcast, Bungie emailed me personally to let me know of this little secret.
You sound like calculus.
It took me half the time. Yes. But yeah, this is just, you know, when you go on a planet, and if you pull out your ghost, it gives you, like, daily challenges to do that'll give you extra tokens.
No.
So basically, okay. So when you go to a planet, you guys can just go screw yourself. So... As the adventures on Mercury are technically an instance thing where you go through the Infinite Forest, it's a totally different thing. The challenges were not working because you're technically not on basically the program of Mercury anymore. So now they fixed it where you can do those challenges while doing adventures at the same time, which is really cool. Fix an issue where Curse of Osiris strikes were not properly granting clan engrams when featured as a Nightfall. That would have sucked. That was important. Increased the dismantle timer for Masterwork cores. That is kind of a funny one, because I didn't realize that was a problem, and then I went to the internet and realized how many people were mass dismantling things. And how your inventory works is it resets how you have everything organized every time you do anything. So your masterwork core would be at the bottom of the list. You would delete one thing, and suddenly it would be the next thing on your list. You'd accidentally delete your masterwork cores. I didn't realize it was a huge problem. But a lot of people lost, like, way too many cores on accident. So that's cool. You have a few more seconds to go, wait, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That's bad.
I don't know, I think people just need to slow down.
Slow down. There's a big segment talking about shaders and why they can't. Basically what it says is they're looking at the shader system and deciding how to basically make the Destiny 1 shader system work alongside the Destiny 2 shader system. Basically, and then described why it's difficult to put in a way for us to just mass delete entire rows of shaders. is basically what this entire segment's called. So there's that. It's hard to program how you can dismantle a bunch of shaders because of the resources you get for dismantling each one. And they didn't want you to dismantle 100 and then not receive the proper amount. So that's a bunch of coding they can't figure out. And then a bunch of discussions with the shader system that people liked Destiny 1. And some people really like Destiny 2's where you can do your individual armor pieces in your ship and guns and everything, you know. So they're going to try and bring a way for how people liked in Destiny 1 where it actually showed you your collections and everything and how to get them and that you could apply them and such into working alongside where we can shade everything. So that could be cool when they finally get that done. We're getting the next... What's up? Go ahead. Bring it. I want to hear your voice.
No, go. Continue.
No, please. 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 Please.
Well, I was just going to say I am very pleased that they're going to be reverting the shader change. Because, for one, I can't stand the fact that I have 1,000 shaders in, essentially, an inventory. Rather than just, oh, look at that, you got that shader, you can do what you want with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, a really cool thing with this whole segment, if you get a chance to go read it. They were very, very open in how they discussed why the shader, why dismantling shaders worked the way it did. Instead of going, we heard you, we're working on it, like they actually sat down and gave a very in-depth, very open, candid description of why it's hard, what they have to work with, what kind of systems there are, and why they've decided to do what they did. So that's kind of really cool to see, because they're realizing we're not stupid, and we can read words and understand what they mean, so we can...
I can read.
Yeah. So I hope we get more stuff like this where they just are very open and here's what we'd like to do. Here's why it can't happen now in a very good description that most of you will actually understand. So thank you for trusting us to not be idiots sometimes.
Retarded? Is that PC? That's not PC.
PC? Oh, you PG?
No. I'm at PC.
Okay.
As in politically correct.
Oh. Well, so are you saying all this time people on the internet have been saying politically correct master race?
Yeah, because that's
pretty I'm much an idiot. Moving on. I could say. That was a bad joke. We're getting the part two for the Destiny comic book series. So that's exciting. It's titled
Destiny the comic book series?
They just came out. We talked about this. Oh, you're the worst. You should get on a podcast so you can learn stuff.
Is this a bit?
The Fallen Osiris? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called. I'll send you the link for the first one. It's actually pretty good. I actually did finally sit down and read it. But yeah, so part two, the second issue, is called The Fall of Osiris. On the cover, we have Osiris at the bottom in a bunch of clouds, all tiny, with the speaker all ominously standing huge above him, pointing away. Sagira's kind of all broken in the top corner. And Ikora is all huge and looks terrified. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes. The art looks pretty cool. I'm excited to dive in that. When's that coming? Coming soon. Okay, there we go. We have no idea when that's coming.
Oh, dear. At least soon with other developers isn't as dramatic as soon with Bungie.
Yeah, that's true. But a couple other little technical things about when server maintenance is going to happen. We don't need to know that. There was the video of the week. I wanted to cover this real quick for a couple reasons. One, they only had one video, whereas before there's been like three or four. And that kind of cracked me up.
Video of the week. And by that, we mean every month.
Right. Well, it's funny. So in the honorable mention, it says the title of the video, but they don't actually have it linked. But, like, if you click the honorable mention, it'll take you to their actual, like, YouTube video. So you could tell they just linked it wrong to the TWAB, and that kind of cracks me up. But, so, the video is basically one-phasing the final boss of the raid lair, where you get... I don't know if you guys watched the video since we weren't able to actually get that far. But it's basically do X amount of things to open up a damage phase, and they were able to... Basically, once they got to the damage phase, kill the boss in 25 seconds, and that was pretty intense to watch. So there we go. That is our TWAB. We have stuff coming for Raid Loot. We have Masterwork Armor coming out on Tuesday and Iron Banner, which is Control, some new weapons, and the armor ornaments, Sparrow, a ship, Ghost Shell, and an emblem. Anything you guys wanted to bring up through there? Any questions, concerns, stuff you want to talk about before we dive into the next segment? Okay, cool. Well, I just want to say that I'm super excited, and I will be playing the hell out of that, and hopefully we all play that together. So, moving on.
I'm going to be playing Bobby Dreamhouse next week.
Yes. Did you buy the new DLC for Bobby Dreamhouse? You get the double the centaur.
The Ken centaur.
The Ken the Kentar, yes. Ooh, Ken. Bobby likes that good horse cock. All right, moving on.
Whoa. Gross. Whoa.
I did not know
that Barbie was into bestiality.
But Barbie's into literally everything. Like, yeesh. She's had like 492 careers, so, you know.
So I was watching a show on Netflix called The Toys That Made Us, right? And did you know that the original Barbie was based off of a German sex doll?
Interesting.
Barbie's been around a while, so that sex doll must have been pretty intricate.
Barbie's been around the block.
Yeah. Yes, she has.
So the original model for her had nipples. And like... It was like a doll that you would give to a girl to be like, hey, I only want to have sex with you. I don't want a relationship. It was a weird thing. Yeah.
Interesting. And then it turned into what it is today. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
such humble beginnings.
That's ridiculous.
All right. So this next segment, I will throw this all the way over to Nick. This is his wonderful thing. Cue invisible music. Ba-ba-da! Take it away, Nick.
Surprise.
I'd like cheeseburger fries and a chocolate shake. Oh no, not that segment. Okay, gotcha. We're talking about the Overwatch game.
Worst confused. Segue ever.
Ever.
My segue is gas powered.
Oh, it's so bad for the environment.
Solar powered. No, so the Overwatch League, we are. How much longer do we have in the first phase? Phase one, or not phase.
I don't think it's up till February.
Yeah, we have. I think each team is going to play 10 matches in each phase. I'm not using the right word there, but whatever. Anyway.
No, I think phase is right.
Mm-hmm. We have some teams. That's good. That's good. We have some teams that have six games in. Some teams that, as of today, never mind. All teams have six games in. We have no longer a perfect team. Previously, the London Spitfire, the Seoul Dynasty, and the NYXL or New York Excelsior teams had been undefeated until this past week, the third week in the first phase of the Overwatch League. So we have the current division leaders for the Pacific Division, Seoul Dynasty is 5-1, and London Spitfire for the Atlantic Division is 5-1. NYXL is also part of Atlantic, and they're 5-1, but evidently London, they're feisty little Spitfires, and they beat out NYXL for that division leader spot.
Which was a crazy game.
It was insane. Insane.
In the membrane?
Insane in the brain!
Mm-hmm.
He's so insane!
As far as the wild card teams at the moment, we have, again, NYXL, Houston Outlaws, Philadelphia Fusion, and the Boston Uprising representing the Atlantic Division. And in the Pacific Division, we have got the Los Angeles Valiant, the Los Angeles Gladiators, the San Francisco Shock, Dallas Fuel, Florida Mayhem, and the Shanghai Dragons. Which Shanghai Dragons are improving a little bit. Yeah. They're 0-6.
Hopefully,
you're so sad to watch them. Can you imagine if their first win would have been when they played Seoul Dynasty this week? Can you imagine what that would have been?
That would have been insane. I was
mind blown.
That would have been good. That would have been because even all the announcers, like that game started, and they're like, well, here we go, kids.
Their coach would have had to send another letter to the public saying, haha, surprise.
Right? We tricked you.
We're just kidding.
Right.
All right, continue,
yeah.
Sorry.
Totally fine. Totally fine. So this week we did have quite a bit, this week and last week, we had quite a bit of drama surrounding some certain players. Obviously that's a little, well, it's not a little, it's very reminiscent of the drama that surrounds professional sports athletes and their teams and the players. Thankfully, nobody was beaten. And no drugs were involved.
No one's wives were beaten in an elevator? Yes. So far, we're a step above regular sports.
Yes.
Aren't
just
there performance-enhancing drugs for computer gaming? I mean,
absolutely.
For that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Things like speed or Adderall.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because there was, what was it?
Oh, yeah.
There was something I saw where one of the, somebody had been accused of using Adderall for some competition or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely some drugs out there that basically make time slow down for you, so your reaction time is insane.
What do you do if you're prescribed Adderall normally? Like,
then I guess you're not in the Overwatch League.
Then you're fine.
Or, I don't know. Oh. You should write Blizzard.
Right? Pardon me.
Tell me.
The people want to know.
That's interesting.
Excuse me.
Well, there's I take Adderall for ADHD. Right. Could I be in Overwatch League?
Well, I would assume at that point it makes you more normal, whereas if I just started taking it, it'd be different, you know?
If you're abusing it,
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, and I think they check for certain levels of Adderall use, not just Adderall usage.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on your case, though. If you have a prescription, I bet that you're fine.
Right. In order to get a prescription for a controlled substance like that,
you have to be diagnosed. You have to go to a psychiatrist and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, yes, I do take Xanax occasionally, but I have high blood pressure and anxiety. So, so anyway, that being said, we named
that side tangent.
So we've named all of the teams here. I know, Brett, you have been rooting for, who was it?
The Gladiators, baby.
Shock?
You shut your whore mouth.
So, how have you, not how have you, let's say this. Where are you with your Gladiators right now? How are you doing?
This week's been a little rough. We played today against the Outlaws and got steamrolled. And then earlier in the week we played against Valiant, and it was actually some of the most intense Overwatch I've ever seen in my life, but Valiant did end up winning. But it wasn't awful. We still got two out of the five matches there, which then counts basically to our overall ranking towards the end, so that helps. But
right.
But no, I'm doing good with him. I really like the players. It's some of the best Lucio play I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen Lucio do some of the things I've seen these guys do with him. But I really enjoy the players. I like the colors. I like a lot of the fans. I'm a lot on Twitter, rocking and rolling with the fan base, and they're a lot of fun to talk with. And everyone's staying super positive. It's a lot of fun, but. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the team. I'm actually looking at I actually sent them a message asking if the Gladiator brand basically follows over from season to season, or if it's really just a test phase in season one before I sit down and buy a jersey or anything.
Interesting. That's actually a good point. So you're prepared to buy a jersey?
I am. But once again, if I buy a jersey, and then like season two comes around, and they just don't exist anymore. I'm like, well, okay, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. On the subject of, I guess, staying power for the Overwatch League, I don't know if you guys noticed, but this week, T-Mobile announced official sponsorship of the Overwatch League and Sour Patch Kids.
I didn't hear about Sour Patch Kids, but I did hear T-Mobile today, and that was cool.
Yep. Well, now that they have Sour Patch Kids, what else do they need?
Literally nothing.
That's the fuel of gamers.
Right. So we've got Intel, we've got HP, we've got Toyota jumped on. We have T-Mobile. We have
that Sour was cool Patch for Kids. Me.
It's
they just need
Toyota.
To
Toyota jumps on everything. Yeah. It cracks me up.
Monster. They should get Monster.
Or Red Bull.
But they could put Overwatch people on Monster cans. That'd be cool.
I think all the other esports are jumped on Monster. So I think they tried to stay away from that.
Oh, no, I want Monster to jump on them.
What's a classy energy drink? I don't even know anymore.
Nas.
Oh.
We should make
one. Yep. Nas is the first and only energy drink I've ever had.
The energy drink for a true gentleman.
I'm waiting for the champagne of energy drink.
Yes. That's actually, we need to get on this. There's a market for it. Yes. So, Russ, what about you? Oh, no, wait. Before I move on to Russ, Brett, do you have, so LA Gladiators, that's your team. Do you have a player you've got your eyes on?
Oh, man. You're asking a lot from me
Whether they're with the Gladiators or not.
Oh, let me get through. I'm visual. I got to look at this real quick.
Oh dear.
So, Big Goose and Hydration are two players I really enjoy when they're out in the field.
You know, just for the sake of, I don't have it all in front of me, which teams are they on?
Oh, they're both on Gladiators, since you asked me if I had players on Gladiators.
Okay. Well, whether they're on Gladiators or not, they don't have to be from Gladiators.
Oh, no. I'm going to make it simple on myself, since I haven't been following there's a, obviously, the more famous Overwatch players from before the league. Like, I recognize their names, but unless I'm following the team very closely, I don't remember a lot. I'm sure as we go, I'll pick out more and more names. But at this point, yeah, there's not a lot of people I know right now off the top of my head.
Cool. Russ, what about you? You following a specific team?
Oh, yeah, I follow the Valiant.
Oh, cool. Brett kind of have this little LA.
I had no idea.
A little bit.
All right.
That's
intense.
I just enjoy them because they're good, and plus their logo kind of reminds me of Reinhardt, which of course is my favorite Overwatch hero. And I saw their little setup and everything like that, and I like that they're not an all Asian team.
Yeah.
You racist hoe. I'm just kidding.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I like that they have a mix of people because I like that. And they're not too good. I know that sounds super weird, but I like rooting for the underdog on occasion. And so I don't want a game that just like the Soul, they're too good. It's like the New York Yankees, right? The New York Yankees play, and everybody's like, oh, they're too good. Nobody really likes the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
And so I like the Valiant because they're kind of middle, but they have some really good players. They have some really good plays. They even gave, what was it? They were playing against London Spitfire. They gave them a really good game, really hard push, and I like that because, it's the same reason I root for Auburn, when I watch college football, because they're kind of the underdog, but occasionally they have some really great plays and they do some really cool things. And so,
So did you watch that game on Wednesday then between my team?
I didn't.
Oh, dude, you honestly need to sit down and watch it because
I know
that was some of the most intense Overwatch I've ever seen in my life.
I have been really good about watching just about every game, or at least catching some of it, if not all of it. But I've missed this whole week because I don't know why. I don't have a particularly good reason, but others.
The NYXL versus Soul game.
That was a surprise.
That was just nail biting.
I wish I had seen that.
Unbelievable.
It was good.
Like, yeah, I missed that one.
At the edge of my chair the whole time.
It was good. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Russ, are you watching a specific player or just kind of taking it all in?
No, I really like... There's a guy on the London Spitfire... I mean, as far as like one particular player goes, there's one player on the London Spitfire that plays Reinhardt. I don't know his name. But I love seeing Reinhardt play, especially in, you know, the Pro League, because you don't see him a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love watching them work Reinhardt, because it's just like, yeah, just get in there with that hammer and start pounding people. And so that's one that I want.
Are you guys ready to get this started? Put your hands together and welcome.
Jake, what about you?
Well, your team is the Houston Outlaws, and that's kind of like why I like them, but also I think that they have really good synergy between their players. But I also really enjoy watching Florida Mayhem. I mean, the Outlaws versus Mayhem game was, like, hard for me because I didn't know who I wanted to root for more, because Florida Mayhem is just so much fun to watch. They have such a good time, and it's just, I love that enthusiasm that you don't see from, like, any other team like that. Like, they walk in carrying, you know, each other. It's just funny. They had like an intro like that the other day where I don't remember which player was getting carried by all the others, but like it was just funny.
Yeah, I don't remember which one either. And he was like he was shifting. So it was like he was driving a car.
Like he was driving a car.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Well, I like that. You know, the first week everyone just kind of came out and high fived, and now like people are kind of playing with their intros, and I'm excited to see as we progress, like, how intricate are they going to allow these guys to get? You know,
right.
I hope to see some crazy stuff.
Developing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
are we
going to
see like
as a team and everything?
Right. Are we going to see like the WWE fashion pyrotechnics?
Right. Are they going to actually come in and like go karts and drive to the stage or like? I don't know. Like, anything's possible with Blizzard, what they'll allow them to do.
They're the
ultimate, like, just go have fun.
Florida Mayhem is definitely one of those teams that they're having fun, and you can tell.
Yes.
And then there are the teams where it's just all business. And I hate to say it, but Silk Dynasty is definitely one of those teams where it's like just straight.
Well, because it is their business, because they've been in that business for so long already that it's just another day.
Well, I mean, I see him smile a little, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm
they're having a good time.
I think it would be hard not to have.
I think it was more
game at all,
unless you're Shanghai Dragons.
Yeah. Those guys just look so sad. They look so sad. I feel
always
bad
show
for
that
him.
One guy at the end. I forget the name of the guy, but he's like the skinny little one with the big glasses.
Yeah, no, he's on Dragons, and he just always has this completely deadpan.
He looks like he's gonna cry. Always.
Yeah, I know.
I feel so bad.
I would cry if I was on their team, let's be honest.
I would too.
They're
would
all better than any of us. I'm just going to throw it out there. But,
oh, yeah.
I know that. That's like the funny thing. It's like, you think in your head, oh, they suck. We could play them. But no.
Yeah.
No.
That's the one team. I think that's what they need to do. Like, they have some pretty hardcore fans. Like, there's a lot of people that are rallying to them because they're just at the bottom of the barrel and people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd be fun if they just did like a publicity thing where they're like, come bring your comp and face us and see what happens. Like,
yeah, right.
Prove your words. I think that'd be super fun.
That would be funny.
That'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
So, Jake, but you following a specific player at all?
Not really. I've been kind of following everybody on Houston Outlaws. And then I also like to watch Logix on Florida Mayhem. He's fun to watch as Tracer. Is Shadowburn on Florida Mayhem too?
I know that name. Oh my goodness. That's exciting. I don't remember where he is, but I know the name. Hawks.
I think he plays.
Florida, no, Logix is on Florida Mayhem. Shadowburn.
No, I know Logix is.
I can't remember what team Shadowburn's on.
Oh, he was like on one of the teams that's like mixed half Asian, half not Asian people.
I'm getting it right now. Hold on.
It's not London.
Hold on. I got this team. Shadowburn is on Philadelphia Fusion.
He is. Oh, okay. I enjoyed watching him too.
Did you know that he is from Moscow, Russia?
What? Really? What?
He's from Moscow.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
His name is like Gorgi Gusha. Look at that.
That's intense.
The names are always like intense. I can't. I just go by their. Yeah.
Their handle.
Yeah,
it's easier that way. Yeah, right. Go, Gorgi Shusha! I believe in you.
Can't pronounce it. Brain hurts. I give up.
I you mentioned earlier that Houston Outlaws is my team. Well, sorry for
I do like the Houston Outlaws as well.
Mm-hmm. They came in losing their first two matches, and since then they've just been
an
unstoppable force.
I want to see them go against like Seoul. Or New York.
Seoul, NYXL, or Spitfire. I want to see it versus Outlaws.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I thought they played NYXL already.
They might have. That might have been one of the first that they lost against.
They were getting warmed up. I want to see it again.
Let's hear. They played a Fusion.
Yeah, they played. NYXL was their second game.
NYXL, yeah. They played that the first week, yeah.
But I want to see them rematch with NYXL. Houston Outlaws, just overall, I don't think there's a single weak link on the team. And I know a lot of people think that Jake carries them, not you, Jake.
No, other, I know that. Jake.
Don't get me started.
Choose gum in the mic, Jake. Oh, I can't stand that. But that anyway.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
So, I didn't watch the Gladiator against Outlaw game because it was work, but I remembered that you could go to Twitch and click audio only, so I actually listened to the entire thing, and I will talk about that in a second. But when you're just listening to it, really all your senses are picking up are the things that the people at the table are saying and the commentators are saying, and I did not realize how much of a hard-on everybody has for Jake, and it was so annoying.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I had a dollar for every time they were like, oh my god, Jake is changing my life!
Try having the same name as him.
I can't even imagine.
I triggered. It's just like always like...
Oh, it was awful. Yeah. I'm
stressed out watching it.
I'd be hearing the game sound, and there'd be like 9 ultimates going off, and the announcers would be like, "We're noticing Jake's in the corner changing his character. Let's see what he's gonna do." Like, there's 9 things happening right now. I don't need to know. Right. Oh, it was annoying. I'm sorry. I had to get that out because I hadn't recognized it till I just sat down and listened to it. And it was like every 4 seconds they're like, oh, Jake didn't do that good. Probably because he's not on the Junkrat. Did you know he's the best Junkrat on the planet? Junkrat, Jake. Oh, God. It was awful.
I know. And honestly, I think I've noticed that the league is doing that. They're focusing on players that are doing really well. Or, I don't know. Like, they're like selecting certain people.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up because I am very much noticing that announcers and commentators are primarily talking about the DPS players, whether it's Shadowburn or Logix or Fabiolby in the NYXL or Jake in the Houston Outlaws. They're always like almost exclusively focusing in on the DPS players. To some degree, being a support player myself, I don't think that's fair, and I think they need to change that. Because yes, you know, the DPS players are the ones jumping down and, you know, using Dragonblade and killing the whole team, or
but they're the most
letting
exciting,
Justice reign
so I can
from
understand
above.
It.
It's exciting, yes, but it can also be exciting, for example, when a Mercy uses Valkyrie and swoops in and gets those clutch resurrections that win That's a push, true. Or mm-hmm. when that Reinhardt charges in and pins the Genji just as the Genji pulls out the Dragon Blade. Like, why yeah. can't other roles be called out, or other players from other roles be called out to the same degree? And you're exactly right. Like, it almost makes me feel bad because I was a Jake fan before Overwatch League. Like, I watched cool. him play. I watched him play. Well, no, I watched him play in the World Cup, and he was part of Team USA, and it was insane. Like, holy crap! And then now come Overwatch League, and just literally everyone, like, they salivate, and it's like, oh my god, yeah. So, it's getting old a little bit. Yeah. Makes me feel bad for.
Well,
like,
another thing with what you were saying is, like, you know, switching camera feeds and stuff is, you know, is I'm sure not an easy thing to do, like paying attention to everything happening and doing it live and such. But
right.
like when I know, like, Mercy is using her stuff and, like, reviving people left and right and flying gloriously, but I'm watching the D.Va put a million sprays on a wall while they're looking around a corner. I'm like, why? I understand they're, yeah, like, right. wanting to show, like, big play characters, but, like, I would be okay watching, like, the Mercy swoop in and do some cool stuff. Like, I understand there's right. other big plays, but there's a... And like you said, you know, like, being someone that... There's a lot of people that main Mercy. And obviously that's the thing, because every team in the Overwatch League is someone that mains Mercy. Like, there's people watching that right. want to see that. Like, just show everything.
Right. We don't have to see the Widowmaker every time.
Mm-hmm. And no, I mean, there's some sweet Widowmaker stuff, but, like, I don't need to see the 5 minutes of she got a headshot and then you just stay on her while she spins in circles and sprays the stairs, right. you know? Like, there's
Look
other stuff going on.
For a half a second at a time.
Yeah, right. exactly. Click, 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 click. You
those,
know, and
those great headshot moments, because they happen so quickly, are great for replays mm-hmm. and for mm-hmm. like highlight reels between matches. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we should be focusing on the Widowmakers and the Hanzos or the Tracer, yes, because Tracer is crazy.
Tracer's a lot of fun to watch.
Usually
yeah.
is in the middle of the fight. Yeah. Same with Genji. But to a degree, like, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I'd like mm-hmm. to see
well, seeing,
more of the tanks pushing. I'd like to see more of the healers mm-hmm. pushing. Like, yeah.
Well, so, and that's my kind of thing. Like, I can understand it because, like, I particularly like Reinhardt. And I feel like Reinhardt is usually in the middle of things. I mean, he's not doing a whole lot usually, but at least he's in the middle. And
yeah,
never,
it's a good view to see everything happening.
I don't think I've ever seen one from Reinhardt's perspective.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've seen this.
Yeah, I think they've done maybe one or two third-person shots for like half a second.
Yeah.
They normally don't. Orisa, we don't really get Orisa POV.
Nope. And anytime they do, it's usually when she's just like running somewhere, and you're like, no. I'm excited that she's there, but she does such cool stuff. I want to watch it. It's actually very intricate gameplay.
Right. We do get a lot of D.Va, and we get a lot of Winston, because they
a lot
move around
of D.Va.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know, that's just
and
my own personal
every
commentary.
Time,
that...
Every time Genji has his ult, you know the camera's going to turn to him when he uses it.
Yep.
Every single time, I'm like, oh!
It doesn't even matter who's playing him either.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than Houston Outlaws, I think my second team, like, I don't know if there's really one second that I'm watching, but Florida Mayhem definitely caught my interest this past week when they were up against the Outlaws, because I experienced the same situation you did, Jake. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, we were sitting there, it's like, I don't know who to root for.
Well, that's probably because I was screaming it.
Well, they're having so much fun, and the players, like, Russ, I feel you here, because I look at a lot of the teams and it's just an entirely Asian pro gaming MLG lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, yes, Koreans and the Japanese and maybe the Chinese, I know they're inhuman when it comes to gaming. We all know that.
Right.
And I guess one reason I really like Mayhem and Outlaws so much is because they're not.
Right.
So,
I agree. Yeah, yeah. That's...
that's what, like, the Gladiators are usually rocking, like, they, a lot of times they're rocking, like, four tanks, like, it's...
Well, okay, so there, you mentioned that, so last night, was it last night that it was NYXL versus Seoul Dynasty?
Mm-hmm.
Or the night before? Okay.
I think it was last night.
Whatever. That match, in Horizon, NYXL kept doing this quad tank build with Moira and Lucio. And holy cow, it was fun to watch. They would do, I think, Zarya, Reinhardt, D.Va, and I can't remember if it was Winston or Orisa. I think it was Winston. But they would do, no, Roadhog. It was Roadhog. But they did that composition every time. They were like, okay, we cannot let Dynasty take this. And just NYXL brought the heat. Like, whew, that was a team that I had previously written off because I thought their name was stupid. And apparently they do too, because everyone just calls them NYXL.
So. Excelsior holds a special place in my heart just because of Stanley.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like their logo either.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
Mick McCree? You don't like Mick McCree?
That's Florida Mayhem.
Well, that's what we're talking about. I'm sorry.
No, I was talking about NYXL.
Yep. Hey, guys. Okay. There was a baby, there was a baby, and I disappeared for half a second and apparently missed the change in conversation. So,
that explains a lot. No worries. So it's been fun, I think, 3 weeks in now, and Overwatch League has definitely found its footing. I think the commentators are getting a little better.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'd like to, if I could jump in real quick with what I said. Yeah. When I switched it to just listening to it, like, besides the whole, like, oh, Jake, I love you, but, like...
Hey, now, he's taken. Just... Oh, not my Jake, never mind.
Uh-huh. But seriously, I love you, Jake.
Oh,
but no, like I, like, you this know, it helps that I play a lot of Overwatch, but like I understood everything happening the entire game, and I listened to the beginning to the end of the whole Gladiators versus who the hell would we fight, Outlaws today, and I understood everything happening as it happened and could, like, imagine it in my head. It was so well done. Like, we talked last time about how good the commentators were alongside the visuals, but not having the visuals, like, really helped me appreciate that. Like, oh my goodness, it was fun. Because then they get super excited when crazy stuff's happening, and you're like, ah! All excited, but you're not even watching anything happen. It was super cool. It was a fun experience.
Really, really cool. We talked originally also about the fact that Overwatch League, you know, this is the inaugural season. It's the first time an international city-based league has been formed for esports. And you think, like, how long baseball and basketball and hockey and pretty much every other competitive sport out there has been broadcast via radio with commentators. You know, and people, they can understand and they know exactly what's going on. And to think that now we have a video game as complex as Overwatch with a roster as diverse as Overwatch and the commentators that they've got on deck are able to do it. And I'm going to take your word for it. I think I'm going to need to try this. But they do it to a degree that you just, if you know Overwatch, you got it. You're good.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. Like the neighborhood I do on my route is kind of split. And so the guy that does the other half, he actually sits there and listens to football all day on his radio. And so like like, I had the same experience. I'm sitting there, like, understanding what's going on in every play and the players and what, and like, yeah! And, you know, just the whole, we've talked about this before, just the whole sports aspect of being like, sweetheart, we can't have plans. I have to watch the Gladiator game tonight, you know? Like,
yeah.
Right.
It's exactly. So much fun.
Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting for me, too, because I'm not, like, I don't follow sports at all, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is, like, something that's completely different for me. And,
oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think so. Well. Oh, yeah.
I don't.
He says.
Wait, what?
Nick and I don't. I feel bad saying that because I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm supposed to be a Packers fan because I'm, like, from that city, you know? Like.
Yeah.
And I don't follow football at all. Like, but this is, like, awesome. And I don't feel bad that I don't know every single player and every single team because it's the first season of this, you know, it's the first time this is being done, but I'm following every team, you know, as best as I can, and I'm enjoying every moment of it. So it's kind of cool. It makes me happy.
Well, that's the thing, you know,
like I belong.
Yeah. Well, alongside that is the whole thing we're doing the segment. I just had the Blizzard launcher open and like how intricate if you go to the Overwatch League tab is. Like I just spent the whole time looking at rosters and names and the schedule and people's standings and how the rosters are looking and how certain players and like news and I'm like, good Lord, like this is super fun.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like during the games, it's kind of funny because you listen to the announcers explain some of the strategies they're using and it's like, oh yeah, I totally like that. Totally makes sense to me. Like that clicks,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So like having a Pharah and a Tracer on the same team, one's distracting while the other's flanking, like, and then they switch back and forth with the distracting role. Like that just it makes sense. It makes sense, you know. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they don't just explain what's happening. They explain why it's happening.
Well, they. I don't know, I kind of picked that up on my own. They just mentioned that it was a good combo to have, and I picked that up on my own. But, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, too, because I think Overwatch League is training Overwatch players that aren't, you know, pro level how to be better players, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have never thought of that when I play, but that makes sense, you know, now to me.
They're doing an amazing job overall, and I hope that they stick to it. I did have some concerns that it would just kind of become stale or stagnant, and having T-Mobile and Sour Patch Kids jump on, like that means more public attention, more public eye. Mm-hmm. Right. No one knows really how far this could go. The sky is the limit, as it were. And it's a 12-team league right now, and there's many, many, many more cities in the world. Now that Jake and I are living in the Detroit area, I'm really hoping that this area gets a team. That would be freaking cool.
And that's something you could help make happen yourself, even, which is cool.
That's a good idea. I'm getting ideas.
Oh, boy.
I mean, obviously, it'd be easier if you were, you know, like, had an extra, like, $8 million lying around, but...
Yeah, that'd be totally nice.
Yeah, but...
You don't?
No, I have an extra $9 million lying around.
$9 billion. Jeez. No, for the first time in my life, I actually, like, Jake had a friend stop over the other day. Or some such. Asked if we wanted to. No, we went out for dinner.
That's right.
And
I
wanted to make sure we got home, and we both wanted to make sure we got home in time to see the Outlaws versus Mayhem game.
Right. Correct. So far.
Like we were watching the clock. Like, okay, they play in an hour, and that's a feeling I've never had because I've never cared enough about competitive sports to.
Yeah.
Gotta get home and see the game. No, I just, okay, tell me the score later. Like, whatever. Yeah, no, I wanted to see that game. It's my Outlaws. So gotta watch it.
Right. And honestly, you know what? I hope that this type of esports coverage picks up and really takes off. Because at that same dinner, it's funny because we were sitting next to a TV. It was a sports bar. And everybody was talking about some college basketball game that was on TV, and I was just like, I don't give a shit about this. And I kind of explained what the Overwatch League was to them, and their eyes just glazed over, like, huh? So once this has a bigger presence, I won't look like such a weirdo, you know, like trying to talk about this and being, you know, a fan of this and having it be more having people be familiarized with esports would be kind of cool. It's definitely something new that the world hasn't really seen a lot of yet. So,
it's never seen this before.
This level, yeah.
Well, it's presenting itself in a way that the world knows, like major league sports.
Yeah.
It's presenting itself like in a one-to-one way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You say world, but I think U.S. because I mean, in other countries, well, especially Asia, esports has been a big thing for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. Esports has been big, but it's not. Yeah. Well, because like today, like I was talking before we were on the show, I opened up Twitch to find the Overwatch League earlier, and usually they're the number one viewed thing. And Counter-Strike was like huge, and they were having a big esports tournament, and I just clicked on it for a few, and it was kind of cool. But like, the difference between that and what but just the difference in presenting, like. It's very Overwatch League is very professional. Right. It's like you turn to the Counter-Strike thing and there's like hype men walking up and down the line, like slapping everyone on the back and like, you got this. And like, there's like music blasting during the whole thing and laser light show everywhere. And it's like super annoying to watch. So the point is we've had esports, but it's always been like very generic, like Mountain Dew and Doritos. What's up, brah? You know, and this is the first very professional, and that's the point we're trying to push here.
Right. It's you tune into it and the coverage style is exactly the same as what you get when you tune in and watch an NFL game or an NHL game or a FIFA soccer game. It's the same. And that's more what I mean when I say I think it's presenting it in a way the world already understands. Because esports have been around for a long time.
Well, it makes it a lot more accessible too. Makes it a lot more accessible to people who watch sports.
Yeah.
And then to come to this kind of coverage, it makes sense. You know, so
and
it makes it more accessible.
They've created a city-based platform or a region-based platform that I think is also going to help. Because, like I said, I don't care who's on the Detroit team. If we get a Detroit team, that's my team. You know, and I don't know about you, Brett, but I'd imagine if you get a Denver team, that's going to be your team.
The Denver natives, yeah, that'll be a thing.
Oh, yeah?
The Denver natives.
That's the big, everyone drives around with a native sticker on the back of their car because they're idiots.
Oh, yeah.
That's, so I'm sure they'll be the Denver natives.
Oh, dear. I don't even know what the Detroit people would be called.
Pistons?
The Detroit, please don't drive on our roads.
We do have bumpy roads.
Detroit, you'll drive away without hubcaps if you stop your car at a stoplight.
Oh, it's not that bad anymore.
I don't know, dude.
All right.
I packed extra hubcaps and I came home without them.
Okay.
That's because you tried going through the metal detector at the airport with them. Tried to explain this to him.
I know. I wrote totally not metal on them with a Sharpie. I thought that'd be fine.
Totally not metal.
Yeah, metallic silver Sharpie.
On that note, I just want to hear anything you're especially looking forward to as we're approaching the back end. As we're in the back end of phase one in Overwatch League. Brett, go.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for. Just for them to just progress how they do it, like from the first game day till now, like they've done live changes as they progressed through, just in the content and how they've done it and different segments they have, like today they just started a segment where they have they interviewed a player like earlier in the week about their playstyle and like just a little secret about them, and that was a new segment they started doing. And they, like, last week they started the player of the game, you know, and such, you know, I'm excited to see more content of that level will come out when I'm distracted right now. I'm sorry. There's a lot happening in my house.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, no, I'm just excited for just, you know, how they've been able to kind of expand the show instead of going, we're going to do it this way during season one and then change stuff into season two. Like, they're live changing stuff from day to day, even, you know, with how they go about doing things. And I'm excited to see how it continues to grow and improve on how they portray it, you know.
Awesome. Awesome. Russ, same question. Go.
Refresh me on what the question was.
Me too.
What is your quest? No. So as we're in now the back half, coming up to the end of phase one in the Overwatch League, what are you looking for? What are you excited about?
I don't know. I mean, that's a hard question to answer because I think that they've done such a great job. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to most is seeing how it develops, and especially going into not just past phase one, but past the first season, going into next season. I hope it becomes, I mean, because it seems like it's gaining even more traction. It's becoming even more popular, and I want to see it become, you know, this worldwide league. I would love to see other cities, not just in the U.S., but cities all over the world begin to participate in this thing, because it's something that I love, and it's something that, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to getting more of. And even, you know, I mean, you know, I think it's something, I feel like it's the future, right? Mm-hmm. Because with sports, you know, they just had the NFL thing come out where, you know, supposedly they've been rigging it for a while, and
yeah, it comes out like every year.
Well, and you have you have this kind of controversy with people getting injured, you know, where mm-hmm. you know, most professional football players, once they've retired, they don't even remember their own names, you know, that kind of thing. And so, I mean, getting something that draws the same kind of revenue that is a professional sport, but also isn't as hard on the players. Well, mm-hmm. I say that. You know, not knowing kind of really how hard it is. I'm sure that it's incredibly hard. You have similar injuries and tendons in your hands and stuff like that, but
right. Yeah, but you're not dealing with brain.
Yeah.
Brain.
Like, but the training regime these guys have to do is crazy.
Yeah.
I was watching the Valiant, and they had the guy was talking to me. He's like, yeah, my finger hurts. And he was like, on a scale of one being you're fine to 10 being, I need you to amputate my finger right now. He's like, what's your pain? The guy's like, an 8. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're not playing for a couple of days. it was funny. But I think that's what I'm looking forward to. It's just watching it grow. And, like, I kind of hope it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it shows up on a cable channel that my kids are watching, and I'm like, oh, I was there when they first started playing this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm a hipster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'd love to see some more cities from, like, around the world join. You know, maybe we could get someone like London to join, or perhaps, like, Shanghai. Maybe a city such as Seoul. I don't know. That'd be cool.
God, go sit in the corner.
I have to make fun of you. I'm sorry. I love you.
You're a turd. Okay, so thank you, Russ.
Jake, same question. Well, okay, so for this season alone, I'm just going to say that I'm excited because there are no longer any teams that are undefeated, and I'm excited to see, because it seems like everybody's changing all the time in this league. I don't think that any teams are specifically better than others. It's just that different teams have different strategies, and sometimes the way they pair the teams up, the strategies work out for a team, or they don't. So I'm excited to see who rises to the top. I really am. Because who knows at this point, right?
Yeah, we don't.
That's
a
great point, too.
It's true.
I don't think anybody is paying enough attention to the exact, like, methods or, you know, strategies that each team is using to specifically know them well enough, since this is such a new sport, it's the first season, you know, so we don't know the teams that well yet. So
well, yeah, and the teams don't even know each other that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in, like, who knows, perhaps in phase two, Shanghai dragons are going to come from the back, like, Secretariat style, and just start raffle stopping everyone.
Because yeah. They'll actually have had the same amount of time as everyone else to practice, for sure, yeah.
Right, right, and, yeah, so.
Nick, so same question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bean sprouts.
Yes, that makes everything better.
Incorrect. That is the only incorrect answer.
How could you possibly choose that?
I'm legit excited. I really am. And I think there have been people that have been discouraged that Twitch viewer count is not as high as it was in the first week or, you know, the second week. On the same token, Overwatch League is free to watch. All you need is an internet connection or a cellular data connection. And unlike other professional sports, professional sports leagues out there, you don't have to jump through hoops and pay exorbitant amounts of dollars or Trident layers to watch or get that content on demand. You can literally open the Overwatch League app and watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you just say Trident layers?
Yeah.
Those are quite expensive gums.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Well, the other thing with the Twitch viewership, though, is I think it was huge the first week because everyone's checking it out. And I've noticed every game has about the same number. And I think we're to a point now where everyone kind of has a team and, like, regular football, you know, or something. Like, they're just, I'm going to tune in to watch my team play. And so you have the same number each game, but it's a different crowd. So it's not just everyone watching every game. It's, I'm going to watch my team.
Yep.
Yep.
Totally agree. 100%.
Yeah. So, but you totally, you know, hit the nail on the head there. Because I haven't yet seen it dip below 100,000 when I'm watching. And I have only watched a couple games. So.
Yeah, I think the Seoul Shanghai one is like 89.
100,000
people. 89,000. Yeah. Is a lot of people.
Yeah, no, that's huge. Oh, yeah.
It's at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at all those.
Somewhere between 10 and 1,000, somewhere in there.
Okay. So, I'm looking forward to seeing everything that the three of you have listed, to be perfectly honest. So, we'll just see. I'm also really looking forward to seeing who else jumps on board as a sponsor. Because the more companies jump on board as sponsors, the more public eye it draws, the more attention it gets, the more publicity will start popping up. You know, it's only a matter of time before T-Mobile puts out a commercial and then we see a deal where if you sign up for T-Mobile, you get, you know, 10 Overwatch loot boxes or something like that, you know. It's only a matter of time until stuff like that starts happening. Once things like that start happening, it's like spreading the flu in airports. It's just crazy.
So, that's such a nice comparison, Nick.
Right.
You can't see a bomb on an airplane.
The flu in the airport.
Yes. So as someone who gets grievously ill every time I travel through the air, I know exactly how easily things spread in the airport. It's terrible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I get really sick every time. So
I get a sinus infection pretty much every time.
You are a sinus infection. No,
I'm kidding. No, I am. That's not even a joke.
Ew.
So yeah, anything anyway, else with the Overwatch there, my man?
Well, I just want to say Overwatch Definitely. League, if you are interested, go to playoverwatch.com or twitch.tv/Overwatch League, or if you see fit to download the app yourself to keep track of your favorite team, it really is worth it. On your iOS or Android device, you can go to your appropriate app store and search Overwatch League or OWL should bring it up. No, I'm not talking about ordinary wizarding levels. I'm talking about the Overwatch League. Harry Potter. Speaking of which, he is a Spitfire fan, as I hear.
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe?
No, Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Wow, all right. Yep, that's the thing. Well, thank you, Nicholas.
Cheers, love.
Absolutely. So
the cavalry's here.
We're going to start wrapping up our show here for the week. If you were interested in that Overwatch League segment, we are going to be continuing that every episode with updates week to week for the league, news, updates, bragging about our teams, talking down on each other, etc. So you can look forward to that being a permanent thing until it's through in June, right? June, sometime June?
June.
I believe June is when the finals, or whatever they're calling the world. The
Grand Finals All-Star Weekend, I think. I don't know.
I think they're just calling it the playoffs.
Rainbow Road.
Everything.
That's what it should be. The two winning teams just show up to play Mario Kart Rainbow Road, and that's who decides the winner.
Combine, like, what is it, March Madness and the World Cup and
Boxing Day,
the Super Bowl, and whatever the pennants they win at the World Series, and like combine all of those into one name.
Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Overwatch League. Just kidding.
I hope they come up with cool commercials. Day.
But yeah, I do. I'm actually very surprised that I haven't seen any commercials for the Overwatch League.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, I know we're I'm like... not like Super Bowl commercials. Like.
Oh, yeah, like funny ads, funny like, gaming yeah. commercial. Oh, no, Twitch does a lot of ads.
Yeah, except I have to say, I'm surprised this isn't a Super Bowl commercial. Or maybe it is. I don't think so, though. But the new Taco Bell French fry commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. If you haven't so good. Seen have you it seen yet, it?
It's like,
I highly...
It's like 3 minutes.
You just look it up on YouTube. It's so, so good. It's so, so funny. Okay, sorry. My plug's done. Okay.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
We're not sponsored by Taco Bell.
Go to TacoBell.com, enter promo code just some guardians for an error code.
Right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us on Just Some Guardians episode 9. Hopefully our next one will be our big Star Wars nerd talk. We're having a fun time getting that organized because everyone wants to be involved in that for obvious reasons. So look forward to that hopefully here soon. Our next Destiny show, we'll be discussing whatever future changes we have and how we thought the Iron Banner actually turned out. When we do the show, we are currently live. You can find us on twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. Join here, get in the conversation. We will bring your comments into the show and discuss with you. And it'll be a great time. We'll call you out and you can feel special. You can follow us on Twitter at JSGcast. We are on Facebook, Just Some Guardians. We are on podbean.com/justsomeguardians. We're on the iTunes. I did not look to see if we had any reviews. Did you do that, Nick?
I can do it right now.
I can pull it up, too.
You.
So throughout the weeks, when we're doing stuff as a clan, I will do my best to stream that, and on that would be twitch.tv/ElmerFuddGames. Double M, double D.
Double D.
And I haven't plugged this yet, but I'm going to for reasons now. I am on Twitter at Elmer Fudd Games, and the only reason I bring that up is because I have met a lot of really cool people in the community through Twitter and actually got reached out to by the Destiny Addicts podcast, which is a bigger Destiny podcast. Those guys are really awesome over there if you haven't listened to them. But they actually reached out to me and found out about us and started listening and threw me in their Discord so they can talk to me about podcasting and Destiny stuff. Really? And it was really cool of them.
Aren't
yeah.
special.
Right? So.
That's surprising. People actually listen to our thing?
What?
Nick, don't die. I think Nick's already dead.
Did I miss? Like, there was something funny there, but it wasn't to the level he laughed, so I'm kind of confused.
We have a five-star... We have two five-star reviews. The same thing.
Oh, Did mine pop up? I mean, not mine?
Oh boy.
I forgot I did that. That was like a month and a half ago.
Oh my god. This review is by someone named Totally Not the Host. It is a 5-star review, and as per request, I did not realize this was posted by you until I got to the end. So the whole time I'm like, what is happening here? The review is titled "Dear God, Why?" And as per what I've informed everyone, I will now read this review in its entirety in the voice requested. Shit, damn it.
Good luck.
I am to read this as a Canadian with a lisp. Dear God.
You put yourself up for it. I had to go for it. I mean, whoever this person was, they're obviously a very sexual human being.
Okay. So I got to start thinking about, you know, maple leaves and moose and Anna Paquin and that movie about geese.
Don't forget A. Don't forget about that, A.
Well, try to dry you, but I can't dry a nab.
This podcast has changed my life, eh? I used to do drugs. And
with a lisp.
Drugs and illegal things all the time. So many illegal recreational activities. I love Rice Krispie treats. I really enjoy this podcast. It is super supreme, but extremely sensational to listen to it. From Totally Not the Host of the Show testing iTunes reviews and showing listeners that their reviews will in fact be read on the show, eh? So I will say you did not use the word about once in that review, and for that you should be shamed.
Whoever wrote this obviously didn't decide on how it would be read until after they wrote it. They obviously knew they wanted to lisp, which is why all those S words were in there in Rice Krispie Treats.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Rice Krispie Treats.
I have a lisp. I can't just say Rice Krispie Treats out loud.
You know, it kind of reminded me of Bill Murray from Caddyshack. Oh,
I forgot all about that. That was amazing. My night is made. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
You were poking me to check for
reviews. Proof that we will, in fact, read whatever you write and however you ask us to read it. Thank you. We are on iTunes, obviously. Thank you for joining us for episode 9 of Just Some Guardians. Russell, take us out.
Join us next week for Mutual Chaos and Utter Incompetency.
Dun, tum, 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 tum.
What are we in a Tums commercial? What happened?
Well, you got the flatulence, so.
Yeah, it's true. You're not wrong.
Don't think. No, that's Beano, not Tums.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, preach. Wow. I hate all of you.